Thank you very much, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
Gave the show a little class. Look, you hopped up Hildegard. You'd better stop going to that African barber. He's been shrinking your head again.
Flattery will get you nowhere, Saggy. Now, come. Where's this new show of yours everybody's been talking about?
Well, haven't you heard? I'm on for Swan this year. They make soap, you know.
Yeah? It's too bad it's not something you use.
Wait. Hey, Lump Lap, you've got two chins. Would you like to try for one?
Now, let's face it, Nostril King. Before I sang my song, this show was laying a large swan egg. True or false?
Get him. Look, Philco Knob, last week...
A large set.
You're wearing the cabinet there, too. Look, last week my hand slipped and I happened to tune in your show. Now I know why it's transcribed and you broadcast it later.
What do you mean?
Gives you time to get out of town and hide before the people hear it.
To think, when I first met this boy, he had a job blowing out glove compartments at a car wash.
Steady, couch pouch.
Now look, ratchet head, if I'm to...
Wait, late writing, wait. Oh, there's some sneaky things going on.
If I'm going to endure this vilification, I want my money first.
Shall I explain vilification before we go on? He'll understand it around Gonzaga anyway. How about that? He's been on the show for 3 minutes and he's worried about the loot. Bing, what are you knocking yourself out for? After all, you know you can't take it with you.
I know, so I'm sending my brother Everett on ahead to open up a charge account for me. I'm ready.
Bing, there's something that's always bothered me. When you send in your income tax, how do you get that mattress in the mailbox?
Easy, bog brain. I never have any trouble with my taxes. Why, I'd give President Truman the shirt off my back.
I know. I saw pictures of him wearing it in Key West.
What's that you're wearing there? A tamale husk with a belt in the back?
It's nice of you to slip your coat on for this, anyway.
Think I'm too frisky?
Say, Don't care for that, huh? I guess not. We'll ignore the next six lines. All right. New kind of radio. Just throw the whole thing away. Hey, look. You better stop being so frisky or I'll tell Abby Rents to stop souping up your wheelchair.
Wheelchair? Come. That's no way to talk to a man who's just reached 35.
You're 35? 35 mm-hmm. times what?
Oh, wait a minute. You're snapping your wig, my boy. If you remember at my last birthday party, I had a cake with only 35 candles on it.
Yeah, but at the bottom it said continued on the next cake. But what does age matter? I saw your last picture and I thought you were great.
That's a coincidence, so did I.
Read that line again. There's a talent scout here tonight from the Wilson Ham Company.
He's got his stamp. He'll make you grade A, I'm sure.
Like the stag one, a pink one. You know, we ought to make a picture together again, Bing. I stopped over at your house last night to talk to you about it, but nobody was home.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I must have rung your bell about five times.
Six times.
Oh, so it was you up in the window with the hot oil, huh? Look, Vigor, old boy, you're just jealous because I made the pale face without you.
Me jealous of Bob Hope?
Mm-hmm.
I have so much more than Ho's nose. Why should I fight it?
Tell me, Bob,
I get to laugh without even reading it. I love that. How'd you feel having Jane Russell opposite you instead of me in the picture?
How would anyone feel switching to filet mignon after a diet of hog's livers?
Hold it, swivel snout, hold it.
But really, Bing, we always have so much fun making pictures together. People seem to like them. They do well at the box office. How come we haven't worked together lately?
Oh, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess. I don't know how to break this to you, kid, but on the screen, you sort of cramp my style.
What do you mean?
Well, for my money, you don't look too good.
With your money, nobody has to look too good. Excuse me, Bing, I didn't mean to raise my voice.
That's all right.
You're sure I didn't blow your hearing aid?
I'm tuned into We the People. I'm on a two-party line. Besides, kid, I like to do a lot of singing in my pictures. And with you around, it's just
singing?
So... Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to say anything, but when you sang your song before, you sounded like Jessica with her net dragging. Why don't you give up?
Give up? Singing is my life, Robert.
It is, huh?
Of course, I've been lucky. There's the radio and the records and the jukeboxes, but I dare say I'd have been a singer 200 years ago, weren't you? I ignore that and repeat, Bob, that 200 years ago I still could have made a living with my pipes.
Are you kidding? I suppose composers like Mozart and Beethoven would have been writing songs for you.
Not wholly impossible. I can see myself asking Ludwig von Beethoven to knock out a little ditty for me.
Almost sounds as if we're going into a sketch.
Could be.
Ludwig! Ludwig von Beethoven, stop that racket and finish that symphony already.
Ach, der Lieber.
I've got to stop those jam sessions mit Dizzy von Gillespie.
Oh, Ludwig. Ludwig.
Ja, Mama.
I've got a message for you. Moko.
Mo who?
Mozart.
Mama, have you been spiking the strudel again?
Oh, Ludwig, there's somebody here to see you. Herr Bingel von Krausbein.
Oh, well, send him in.
Good day, I'm Herr von Krausbein.
Who?
Herr von Krausbein.
The Krausbein, I believe, but where the hell?
Say, tell me, is that your nose or are you eating a sausage?
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a singer.
A broken-down schnook like you is a singer? Ach, du Liverwurst, this has given me mine chalice.
I'll have you know I'm...